You are listening to a Shotgun Report podcast.
This is Roland Leong, managing editor for Shotgun Report, and we have Bruce Buck, Shotgun Report's technoid. Bruce, a reader wrote in and asked, Bruce, I don't see very many pump shotguns on the sporting clay ranges. Why is that?
Well, it's very simple. When you're shooting sporting clays, you want everything going for you that is possible. And the advantages that a pump gun has don't really show up on a sporting clays course. Let me get into that a little bit. The big plus of a pump gun, I think when most of us think of pump guns, we think of a Remington 870, a Winchester Model 12, or Mossberg 500. But I mean, there are lots of others, but that Remington 870 pump gun is the largest selling shotgun in the world. The big plus of pump guns, a couple of them, are one, the cost is modest. Two, if you do your part, they virtually never malfunction. Now, that's a big if you do your part. And three, they're extremely durable, super durable, incredibly durable. So price is right. They are extremely reliable if you do your part, and they last forever. That's the plus side. The downside is that middle thing. You've got to do your part. And in order to make a pump gun cycle, you have to hold the forearm in your left hand, if you're right-handed, and pull it all the way back to eject the spent shell and then push it all the way forward. If you don't pull it all the way back and then push it forward, you're going to do what's called short shucking. And short shucking simply means that the gun will fail to chamber that second shell.
So it takes a certain amount of coordination to do to work the gun properly.
It definitely takes some coordination, but it's a lot like riding a bicycle. Once you start to do it, you don't think about it. You think about it the first couple of times, but after that, you really get into the swing of it. And on a lot of the semi-automatics, you see the company's advertising, our semi-auto is the fastest gun in the world, and you can shoot three shots in whatever it is. Well, I will flat out guarantee you that a Remington 870 can shoot faster than a Remington 1100 semi-automatic can in the right hands. I've seen people do it. Matt Drake, who was our International Ski Olympic gold medalist in 84 in Los Angeles, he would do trick shooting using an 870. And he was the fastest I've ever seen, although I know Herb Parsons, you know, way back in the 40s and 50s, he was a Winchester Pro, and he was using a Model 12 pump gun. And he would shoot a whole bunch of birds up in the air. You can do it. You can run that. You can run a pump gun so fast it's blinding. But, and here's why you don't see it used in some of the clay target games. But when you're pumping, that barrel doesn't stay perfectly still. It tends to rise a little bit more than it should when you pump. Now, maybe some people can do it so that it doesn't do that, but I can't, and I've been shooting a pump gun for all my shooting life. That's one of the problems. So a trap shooters shoot some pump guns. And they like them because American-style trap is a one-shot game. Olympic trap is a two-shot game, and you never see a pump gun there. You will see some pump guns in American doubles trap, where you shoot two birds, but those are relatively slow and you got plenty of time. In Olympic trap, you're taking two shots at the same bird, it's really whipping, and you don't have enough time. You never see a pump gun there. Skeet, you don't see the pump guns these days, but you used to see them. Back in the old days before they had tubes, everybody would own four different guns, and they'd either be a semi-automatic, or they would be a pump gun in each gauge. And the pump guns worked very well there. Sporting clays is a newer game. Sporting clays really started in America in 1986. And it's just pump guns have fallen out of favor with the new shooters. They don't know them. They're not used to them. They don't think in terms of that for clay targets. Now, an upland hunter, that's something different. You get yourself into a duck blind. And what kills guns in a duck blind? Well, one, you end up using your gun for a paddle half the time. Two, it's true, you do. I mean, an upland hunter, if he trips and falls, he'll roll his body so that it protects his gun. His body goes down first, the gun on top of it. A duck hunter will literally pole his boat with his gun. Duck hunters, they look at guns as tools, not as a piece of fancy equipment. But the key to the pump gun is a lot of people like semi-automatics because you get three shots side by side over and under. You only get two shots. And in duck hunting, a third shot, a finisher shot, can really be helpful. So your choice is a pump or a semi-auto. Now, your problem with some semi-autos, particularly the gas-operated ones, is that when the weather turns ducky, raining, sleeting, cold, miserable, gas-operated shotguns, semi-automatics, very often get cranky, and they don't want to work. Now, the inertia-driven semi-autos like Benelli, Stoger, Franke, one of those, they work better because they don't use gas to operate the system. But things still happen. If you don't shoulder a semi-automatic correctly, it'll fail the chamber. They do a bunch of things, but they're pretty good, but they're not perfect. Pump gun. If you can pump it, it's gonna work. And it's gonna work every time. And it doesn't care whether it's covered in ice, snow, sleet, rain, anything. Nothing can stop it. If you can pump it, it'll work. That's the upside. The downside is, with a pump gun, like an over and under and like a side by side, there's no mechanism to absorb the recoil. In a gas operated semi-automatic, the gas action slows down the recoil pulse. And when you slow it down, it turns into more of a push than a poke. The total recoil is always the same. That's Newtonian. But when you can slow the action down, it's like pushing something with 5 pounds of pressure as opposed to poking it with 5 pounds of pressure. The gas gun does that, but the pump gun doesn't. It gives it all to you at the same time, like an over and under and a side by side. So the pump guns seem to kick a little bit more. But to get back to sporting clays, today's semi-automatics are very, very good. They're a little expensive, but they work very well and they do reduce recoil. The pump gun for a target shooter doesn't reduce recoil, and you have to do something. In sporting clays, most of your shots, particularly report pairs, that sort of thing, most of your doubles, you get plenty of time. So there's not really an issue of how fast you can pump or something like that. But every now and then, you can get a true pair that really requires two quick shots. And some people are worried about that. And with a pump gun, you can do it, but you have to know what you're doing, and you have to control that little bit of muzzle rise. With the semi-automatic or an over and under or something, you really no problem getting off the two shots. And that, I think, is the basic reason why you don't see so many pumps at sporting clays. Now, I want to put in my bid for the greatest pump gun ever made, the Winchester Model 42 410 pump gun. Now, everything, the Model 42 Winchester 410 has a cult status. And once you've shot one of these guns, you will never go back. The used price on the guns is silly. A beater starts at $1,500. Whereas you can get a perfectly nice Walmart style 870 for $400, which is just as durable a gun. But there's something about that Winchester slide action that is so smooth. It's just ethereal in the way it works. Once you get started shooting a gun like that, the pump gun comes back into its own, and it becomes a great deal of fun. Now, I would never recommend seriously shooting sporting clays with a 410. I mean, you're not going to obviously compete with 12-gauge shooters. But if you're competing with other 410 shooters, you can have a whole lot of fun with a pump gun. You really can. And that's it for the pump gun and sporting clays, Roland.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. I hope you have answered our reader's question.
I hope so, too.
You are listening to a Shotgun Report podcast.